That's right, baby. Let's go.
We have fallen.
For you.
Yeah.
The listeners. Man, what a start to an episode. That was new.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, hey, it's never too late in the season to try something new, even right. when we are all the way at, give me just 1 second, even episode when we are all the way at season 2, episode 43, I know that not because I just checked, but because I just knew that in my memory. Welcome, everybody, to Random Talk. Like we just said, season 2, episode 43, gonna be a great one.
The Nasus for sure, onto the Kumpo episode.
I was thinking more Chris Humphreys, but
he was the second choice. I let you
definitely
say his name.
Maybe a good Kendrick Perkins, throw him in there. If we wanted to go the football route, maybe we could, but we're just gonna keep things rolling here. Hope everybody's doing good today. We are what is this? November 9th is when the people are gonna be given access to hear this for the first time.
If you want earlier access, go subscribe to our Patreon. $5 per month. You get early access to episodes, man.
We do not currently have a Patreon. But if that's something that could be of interest, maybe someday. But as of right now, we're here in still kind of the wee hours of the 11th month here. Matthew, quick vibe check before we like really get into things. Just anything that comes to mind, whether that's you personally, things around you, maybe just whatever happens in your brain when you think of vibes.
Oh, dude, do I have something?
Really?
Yeah. So, cool. I've been saying this a lot lately. Instead of like, I like, you know, these are some good vibes, man. I've been adding like, these are some good vibrations. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So I've just been saying vibrations a lot instead of vibes. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I like these vibrations, bro.
There's definitely something to be said about the couple extra syllables there that really do scratch a niche for me. Personally, I've always been a vibes man. I think
you've been,
you know,
team vibes.
I'm gonna keep going down that road. Specifically for anyone that's wondering, I mean, it's been included in the title of one of our episodes. Go check that out. Just an hour and 18 minutes of vibes.
I was listening to that today.
Yeah, really.
I gotta get caught up on doing some research for our segment coming soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, definitely to be determined with that one. But yeah, personally, I like to throw a little Z on the end of it. Obviously, we know that, and we've been doing that for some time.
I was never a Z guy until you came along in my life.
So I just now, think, well,
now my
just,
phone auto goes it to Z now. Mm-hmm, so
mine too. Yeah, I think just with that specifically, just because.
Jeez, bro, the vibrations in my lungs, my throat
are not
ideal. Yeah,
I just think vibes is just such a cool word and needs such a just a little extra flair there. But hey, I mean, you know, like I said last week, different strokes for different folks, so do what you will and enjoy it. And cool,
you love that phrase.
I'm loving it. I like to, you know, really kind of say the same things in just like different ways instead of like maybe like, oh, like to each their own, or like, oh, you know, whatever floats your boat. I'm trying to mix it up here. Also, quick, non-sponsored segment here, just like every other segment, actually. I want to talk about, because I'm just noticing this. So for those of you who can't see this because we're not on YouTube this week, which by the way, I'm going to...
Three episodes in a row, we said it.
I said, I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. I might stop saying it, guys. I don't know if we're going to be on YouTube next week. We're gonna try.
But we'll do our best. If the vibrations are right, we'll do it.
Definitely. But... anyways, for those of you who can't see, which is everybody listening to this, I have a Body Armor, a sports beverage is what
proud
that is.
Sponsor of the show.
Just off to my right here, and I noticed that it's that is 10% coconut water. Matthew, I don't know if you can see that.
I see it.
And I didn't know that.
Does
and
it have a little coconut taste to it?
There's no coconut as far as my detections have gathered. But hey, shout out to that. Really, the point is not to talk about the
you go. Sorry, guys, I'm dealing with a sore throat, so
sounds like you're the voice vibrations. Dealing with a sore. I don't know where I was going with that.
Sore mindset.
The segue, I guess, here is obviously not to talk about coconut water or what it's being put into these days. But just to give a shout out to one of our collective favorites here at Random Talk. That's us.
I haven't had some body armor forever.
Really?
Yeah, I need a restock.
Hey,
body armor, hit me up.
Yeah, exactly. You might be confused. Hey, Tayson, why are you just aimlessly speaking on behalf of a company that doesn't know that you exist? Because, listener, I'm trying to get my not resume, because I haven't really done a whole lot, but like kind of put my case out there so they can be like, hey, we're gonna, I don't know, maybe like send you a encouraging message on social media, and then that's good for me.
They will definitely do that.
I'm not talking about sponsorships. I don't need money. I don't even need more body armor. I just want like a hey, good job, man.
all of our companies we shout out do that actually.
Yeah,
they just all come through my email, so you never see them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they will.
I mean, I am definitely.
You want to keep shouting things
not
out?
Not surprised. Another great segue here on the Random Talk Podcast. Let's get into a brand new segment, also not sponsored, where we're not talking specifically about body armor or anything of that sort, but just everything all at once. It's kind of like a big yay of the day parade, as ooh. I just came up with.
That's cool, and man.
We're going to go on a little spree, little rapid fire, ba 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 ba, and we're going to give some shout outs. Matthew, would you like to shout out first? I have a better idea. Let's go ahead and leave the listeners on a big old fat cliffhanger and cue that intro music.
You
instead.
Wouldn't.
Let's
do would. It.
5, 4, 3.
You rapping or no?
No.
Oh, okay. All engine running. Liftoff. Me neither.
I like the little haze in there, you know.
I like the haze too.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just like, hey man. And that's a big and that's a big hey to you. Hey and welcome. Anyways, yeah, let's go ahead and get into this brand new thing. We don't have a name for it.
It's called Rapid Fire Shout Outs. Or Yay the Day Parade. or Good Vibrations.
we
it's up for debate here.
I'll say Rapid Fire Shoutouts is more of just like a working title. That's what we'll throw it under for now. But hey, if we come up with something better, we'll be sure to slap it on there. Worry you not. I guess, like I said, Matthew, you want to go ahead and hit us with something good.
Are we going back and forth? Are we taking turns?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Little Debbie Snack Pastries. they've been there for me all my life, man, and my mother has been restocking those in our cabinet, so shout out.
Wait, are you Little Debbie? Because you're a snack pastry.
Oh.
That would work really great on somebody whose name is Pastry
or Debbie.
Yes, unfortunately neither of us have that privilege. Anyways.
So yeah, shout out to the Little Debbie snack pastries, snack cakes that keep me going. Your shout out, Tayson.
My shout out is currently running through my system, powering me to the max, giving me the fuel I need. I already talked about it, so I'm not going in depth. But shout out to Body Armor. Great drink. There's like a million flavors and they're all amazing. Go check them out wherever you get your sports drinks. I was going to say podcast. That's not what it is.
You get your podcast or drinks. My shout out, Ricky Rubio for
absolutely going legendary mode. You thief.
Well, see, I left that one for you. Now I was going to be my first shout out, and then I thought you were going to go next.
But then I was drinking, and I was like, oh, I got you. And I stole okay, it. Fine. Yeah.
Shout out Ricky Rubio. Your turn.
I would like to say shout out to the savior of the Cleveland Cavaliers franchise. Apparently, that's a bit of a tongue twister for me. But yeah, shout out to you, Ricky. You beautiful man. Keep doing your thing.
My shout out goes to when I get my basic white girl TikTok on. Just shout out to that.
Maybe Matthew we'll play that video on TikTok, at the end. By the way. Yeah, please. My next shout out. I don't know how many we're doing here.
I only got like two more.
Okay, my next shout out is gonna be not to Father's Day, because I actually don't know when that is.
It's in June.
Well, yeah, but I meant like specifically. Anyways, I'm just gonna give a big shout out to fathers. I went on a trip this past weekend. Go hang out with my father.
Oh, how was that?
It was a good time. So yeah, shout out to fathers, shout out to my father, shout out to your father, Matthew. And
thank you.
Shout out to all the fathers out there. Also,
father,
quick interjection of my own shout out here. While I was on this trip,
how was your week, Jason?
Oh, thank you. No, on my way back, because he lives down in St. George and I don't. For those of you not familiar with geography of the great state of Utah, St. George is about as south as you can go before you hit Arizona. And to pass through there, I had to go through this lovely little town called Fillmore. And, you know, as I was going down there, like the way there, totally fine. Completely unassuming. I had a great time in Fillmore. You know, it was
great. Did you film some more videos?
I did. Yes.
That was a stupid joke. it's okay. Film more videos.
But I guess the point here is on the way back, we stopped in Fillmore. And I just want to say, I have never in my life, I'm being completely serious, I have been to concerts. I have been to sporting events in large arenas. I have been many a place. I have never in my life seen that many people in one place. Ever.
For what? What was happening all. In Fillmore?
In 18 years and little over 2 months, never happened. I don't know what it was. My sister had theorized that it was potentially like a band, like competition potentially for like a local school district. Maybe they were all like gathered.
I know what it was.
Do you?
Well, my brother also went down for St. George this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in Fillmore. I think it was in St. George, though. But there was a high school band festival going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Marching band competition.
Yeah. I would guess that that's what that was. Again, obviously, Fillmore.
People go to that?
I guess, man. I mean, granted, Fillmore could have very well, you know, not have been the destination, but, you know, just a quick stopping point like it was for me on my trip. But I just want to say, we pulled up some gas station. It was like sifting through like crowds to like go meet the Queen of England or something. I don't know.
She was actually there too.
Yeah.
She was playing the trombone. She was...
a trombone on average is probably like four times her size. That's so hilarious.
No, that's a tuba.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
She could play. She could play a tuba too, I bet.
But either those low way, notes. Yeah, probably. I want to say shout out to Fillmore for. I mean, you didn't really do anything, but you're just there.
Shout out for existing.
But not shout out.
That's a good resting spot on your trip.
The literally 85,000 people that were all in the same gas station as me. That was terrible.
Dude, gas stations are the worst.
Well, because I was like, because I, you know, when you go on those kind of like longer road trips, you got to make some pee breaks, right?
I'm
planning on, you know, making a little pee break. I get in there and listen, we
are you one to hold your pee?
We've talked.
Hold your pee.
We've talked about it enough about, like, you know, lines and waiting and did it and all the many inconveniences of long travel. However, this was the longest line I've ever seen in my life. And
did you pee
your
pants?
I did not. Luckily, I was able to save it. But my thing was, I was like, yo, this is the longest line I've ever seen. Can't make it happen. Can't
wait.
Bro,
and the gas stations that only have one restroom.
Exactly. Oh! And I was like, you know, this is potentially a dangerous situation. Things could get a little out of hand if, you know, if maybe we don't make some decisions here. So we go, probably drive, I'm not even, like 45 seconds down the street to a much smaller, but still like right there kind of gas station, right? Granted, line was not as long. However, like per square inch, there was probably there was probably at least like only 0.04% less people per square inch on the much smaller gas station. So while it was obviously less people, you know, less like square miles to be, it was incredible. And really, I've never seen people band together like the way they were doing. Not that they were all like accomplishing a common goal. They were just kind of there walking around. I don't know what was happening. But yeah, luckily I was able to sneak in, do what I had to do. And we got out of there and we were on our merry way. I just wanted to say, like, Fillmore, the least, like, the last suspect in terms of where would everybody be on like some Sunday afternoon. They were in Fillmore, by the way. If you, like, you know, were like hoping to hang out with your friends on this past Sunday and they were like, hey, sorry, I'm busy, and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're up to. They were in Fillmore. By the way, you could have been in like Atlanta, Georgia, and they probably made the trip to Fillmore.
Probably. Wow. Shout
anyways,
out.
Not you the sponsor not us? The not the most productive story, but it was a bit of a shock for me, and I was like, hey, you know what? Might as well bring it up for the sake of getting to that hour mark. Anyways, Matthew.
My shout out has to go to Isaac Reed Peterson, as he's known here on the show. Former guest on the show, both in that episode, but
definitely
him and Cameron, maybe future guests on the show, letting me stay in Isaac's basement till 3 a.m. in the morning, making some bars. Some music, a rapper name coming out. So
love to see it.
Shout out to that. And do you have any more shout outs? So much for the rapid fire.
Shout out to Ice Cubes.
Mm.
Not the man, Ice Cube, but the what is that? That's not a food product. It's like a
what?
Because is
what?
Ice cubes, are they? I guess you could call them a food product because you can eat them, but
you can also drink them once they
melt. Exactly. If you wait long enough, yeah. But yeah, shout out to Ice Cubes. I, you know, not to like give you every detail of my weekend, but I also had some pretty good ice cubes.
What's your favorite type of ice cube? Like, we got like the Chick-fil-A ice cubes that are just so superior.
I'm a big fan of what's going on there.
The mouthfeel of the Chick-fil-A ice cubes, unbelievable. The worst type of ice cubes, though, are like the ones that have like a little, not a hole because it doesn't go all the way through, but like a little divot thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do,
like, they're actual cubes. Those melt like 2 seconds in, and they're just, ugh. So
also, I feel like with the ones at Chick-fil-A or whatever, I feel like they don't water down beverage as much.
Any other restaurant, you'd probably find them, not just in Chick-fil-A,
but
there's other.
Yeah. Just those little, like those tiny little nuggets.
Yeah.
there definitely isn't as much water content, which definitely helps preserve the concentration of syrup in your soda pop.
Wow. Wow. Jason's back with his sentences.
I'm on one, bro. Woo! Anyways.
Jason's back. My last shout out really fast.
Yeah.
Shout out cough drops. Might have to pop some while we record here. So, shout out to that. Yeah. Anyways, what were you saying?
I listened to a number of podcasts throughout the trip because, you know, you personally for me throughout.
What's your music to podcast ratio on road trips?
Ooh, probably. Well, okay. I'm going to say instead of like songs to episodes, I'm going to say just if we're just talking like hours of content, because you can obviously listen to a lot more songs in like say like an hour period than you can in like podcast episodes, obviously depending on the show. But because like for us, you can listen to like 0.6 episodes in an hour, whereas you can maybe listen to like, I don't know, like
Mathematic Tayson
15 songs in an hour, give or take. Anyways, I would say for every
2 miles,
two, maybe 3 hours of music, I listen to 1 hour of podcasts. Maybe.
That's good.
It's a rough estimate.
Yeah.
But I guess the point here is I do like to alternate, you know, just because you don't want to run the risk of like getting through the same songs and then that's just no fun. But at the same time, you don't want to like almost get too deep into a show where you're like, because for example, if I had to go on a car ride and the only thing I was allowed to listen to was Random Talk, with all due respect to everything we've done
over the past year or so,
I don't know if I could do that. Just because I would want a little refresher, and I think definitely that helps. But
I mean, for me, like even when I'm just sitting down working on a project, I can only go like 45 minutes with songs, and then I have to get something else, and then the song just slowly becomes background music. Then it starts to become annoying, and then I have to get fresh talking points in there, like maybe a podcast, and then I go back to the songs, and then I'm like, okay, well now I have to just go to silence because it's bugging me. Then it's a cycle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't remember my original point, so I'm gonna conclude. I'm gonna conclude this thought by saying, I listened to a lot of podcasts and it just got me in like a speaking mood. So I apologize if some of the things coming out of my mouth sound a little too premeditated, like I've been sitting on them for a whole
weekend. They always do. Don't worry. They always do.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. In a good way. They came out.
I'm trying not to sound too, not necessarily preachy, but just too like, I mean business with my words, because this is a fun, free flowing show, and we're gonna go ahead and keep it that way for as long as we can. So at least next couple weeks.
Hey man,
but yeah. Okay.
Well, glad you made it home safely for your weekend getaway.
Sure did.
I was doing some shopping. Okay.
Yeah.
Not really shopping. Just, I didn't buy anything. We were just looking around in stores, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we go to this one store, and already, you know, 2 for 2 in the stores we are at, Christmas decorations already up, which already bugs the crap out of me. Uh-huh. Like, come on, okay? Santa's not coming in 2 months. Chill the freak down. And so it's already, like, kind of triggering me a little bit. But whatever, store's gonna do their storing marketing stuff, you know.
Store's gonna store, bro.
Store's gonna store, and then we go to another store, and it is just like, not only are there Christmas decorations up, but there's Christmas music playing, like in the sound system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, this is not right. And so I almost left the store because like I can't do it. We haven't even celebrated Thanksgiving, guys. So
that
chill.
That is true.
Chill the freak down with your Christmas spirit. Hold it. Save it. Just a couple more weeks, guys. Don't mean blasting jingle bells. when the bells haven't even been jingling yet. Okay. Thank you.
We have not even brought the bells out of the closet yet. So please keep your jingling to a minimum.
Except Joe Ingles. Keep jingling, brother.
Yeah. I don't remember which stations specifically, so I will refrain from putting them on blast. But again, through the trip and everything, there were a number of times where you would get there was one where it was like, we're playing holiday music 24 hours. I don't know what it was, but there were some radio stations that were out of, gosh, I don't know what the word for that is, but they were preemptively playing Christmas music. And well, I mean, initially I just thought about how much that would really infuriate you, and I had a little giggle about that. But then I was like,
kind of drives me insane.
Because I mean, it was like 2 days ago. It was like November 5th or whatever, right? Like, man, we are not close. So hey, if you are looking for Christmas content, go ahead and look the other way. in terms of you will not be finding it here, at least for not about another month, really. So,
because it's Thanksgiving time, guys, we gotta
exactly.
Thanksgiving is so grateful. Underrated. So you, underrated. We need to get it more rated.
Welcome to the Random Talk Thanksgiving special.
3 weeks early.
Like, so you say it's underrated. What do you think about it? Not, I mean, like, as a whole, as a holiday, but I mean, like, what are you...
It's just not celebrated enough. Like, because you go from Halloween and then now to straight to Thanksgiving, I guess.
It does definitely get overlooked, especially because I think Halloween and Christmas are so... They really are, for lack of a better term, they are kind of the powerhouses
of the
holiday cell.
That's one of my favorite things, is so compare things to.
I can definitely see how it would, you know, kind of slip through the cracks, especially being sandwiched in between those two, especially because I think Halloween and Christmas specifically have kind of evolved to a point where they really kind of have their own culture in a way, where, like, you know, you have like your spooky season and you have your holiday season. And, like, there's so much more that goes into that than just, you know, October 31st or December 25th.
There's
you know
a whole
mean?
Month in between them. So let's celebrate the month in between them. Let's Hashtag November and matters.
And that's what we're here to do today. Matthew, what's your favorite what's your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. I haven't done this in a while. But when we were younger, we always, you know, wake up early and then you go play some football, turkey bowls. Mm-hmm. Always love playing football with my family. I haven't done that in forever, but besides that, it's just the vibrations, man.
Definitely.
It's just like the you okay, are you okay? Let's talk about Thanksgiving. I kind of want to save stuff when we get closer to it.
I mean,
but while we're on the topic, let's do it.
Yeah.
Is your family more of like a dinner Thanksgiving or a lunch?
I mean, it
totally changes the day depending on how when you eat, you know.
It's definitely an early dinner, but I don't know that I'd classify it as a lunch.
So like maybe 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at too. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, you only have a certain amount of hours before the feast. and then I love watching like the NFL games that are on.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball season gets going, so I'm watching mm-hmm. some basketball games too. So just a lazy definitely. Day, but a good day. It's a good day.
Hey man, sometimes lazy days are the goodest of good days.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Thanksgiving. Love watching the Lions get pummeled every single year. The Lions suck. Anyways, we're going to go ahead
and shout out Jamal Williams, though.
Keep moving. Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you seen his, like, when he's mic'd up, bro?
Yeah.
He says the funniest things ever.
Oh, gosh. What a guy. Love him.
I have another thing to say.
Okay.
not on the topic of Thanksgiving, but on the topic of last episode, freaky food friends, I think is what it's called. Go listen to that episode. We talked about how we put on our socks and shoes, right? And now, since ever since we talked about, I got to notice it more and more, you know.
Of course.
And I realized I said that I went right foot everything. That is false. I go right foot with my sock, so that was true. Yeah. Then I go left foot my sock. Then I go left foot shoe, then right foot shoe.
Okay, okay.
So I'm not right. I'm right, left, right. I just need to get out of the way, you know.
That definitely does make sense, you know. Do a little circling back motion of sorts there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've also obviously since then been given it a good amount of runtime in my brain, and I mean I've not made any new realizations about my my preferred methodology, but I don't know, I almost feel like I've got it down to a science in a way, so shout out to that hashtag, wear your own socks. definitely still say that.
We should
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Some merch, you know,
that's your own socks.
Your own socks
is what we'll call them.
.com/randomtalk.
Yay!
/ voice memo. Yeah. / 5-star review.
And then on the socks, we'll have one pair that's just like got 5 stars down the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice blue base with like some bright gold yellowish whatever coming that soon. Color is.
Theaters near you.
we'll have an entire line of stuff dedicated to season one where it's just the little like doodles from the cover art, just like on like a t-shirt or something.
It's crazy though. We're almost done with season two. If you guys don't know, we're ending it the last Tuesday this year, 2020, which believe the 28th.
Yeah.
So December 28th is the last episode of season two. Then we're gonna take a break, right?
Sure. Are.
How long? We don't know. And then maybe season three is coming. Maybe. We've never discussed it before.
That is a.
So if it doesn't come, sorry guys.
I heard, not to be such a freaking Packers fan on here, but I heard Aaron Rodgers talking about his little like situation, how he missed this last game because he's on the COVID list, and you know obviously there's like so much
quick announcement.
Yeah,
get vaccinated.
I don't want to get into it too much because obviously it's, you know, his own little situation. But one of my favorite things that he said was it's not a controversy, it's a conversation. And I'm relating that back to us because we're very controversial.
Just like Aaron Rodgers.
And I wanted to say it's obviously not a controversy because we're not, you know, we're not doing anything crazy, but it is definitely a conversation to be had and to be thought about. but yeah, we are going to be taking a bit of a break coming early next year, and we will kind of reevaluate and reassess and
so follow our Instagram
forward. Yeah,
for updates.
Definitely. We will keep you posted.
But yeah, so here's what you can expect these next couple of episodes leading up to episode 50.
We have a lot of star-studded lineup of guests coming.
That's right. Hopefully our dugout is filled with all stars.
Oh, definitely.
As they say.
Yeah, we are looking like
our bench is super good. So we got a couple guests, hopefully, you know, we're gonna say it and hopefully it comes true. We got a couple guests lined up, hopefully more YouTube episodes with the guests and just more episodes with me and you, Jason.
Hopefully.
So stay tuned.
Special guest Taysen coming back on.
We're thinking of doing a little double-double combo episode featuring two of our guests we've had on at the same time. Maybe stay tuned.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see, Uncharted territory here.
Yeah, never been done before.
By us, by the way.
Yeah. So episode 43, guys. Thanks for listening. We're just going to end it here because there's nothing else to talk about.
I was going to say.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Taysen, how's your weekend?
It was good. Man. You know, my sister had her birthday. That was
happy birthday, sister.
That was kind of the occasion. Not kind of, it was. So
we kind of celebrated it.
I mean, kind of. It wasn't like a big deal. That was obviously very fun. I mean, it was good. Definitely a lot of like an abnormal amount of travel, which I mean, I'm kind of balancing on the line of like trying not to sound like I'm complaining about it, because obviously I had a great time, you know. Definitely very fun to jam as much as I jammed, and also to you know, have some insightful listening hours by listening to the Random Talk podcast. Anyways, I think, you know, for me at least, just kind of wrapping up the whole week here, definitely has taken a bit of a toll in terms of I don't feel my best physically. I'm a little sore.
We're falling apart here, guys. We're dying.
We are.
This is actually the last episode.
Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll see you later. But yeah, hopefully, you know, throughout this week, hopefully it can be a little more recovery focused. And I believe I literally said this last episode, but that the week prior to that had been very restful, and which was good because it helped gear me up for the very restless, if you will, week that I had right after that. So hopefully it can be kind of more of the same, just on my end of things, obviously. Matthew.
Yes.
How were your week, buddy?
it was good, I think, except this past couple of days, you know. But a lot of just sitting on the couch and just watching sports games. And part of me feels bad because I just, you know, my indent is permanently in there in the couch. Because I've been there.
You officially have a spot.
It's my spot. But nothing too much. Nothing too much. Just chill vibes. And yep.
I love it.
Trying to think what happened besides making music with the buds.
Is that something we could potentially hear like a snippet of on the show?
You'll hear the whole thing later.
I know me, but like throw a little nugget in there. Potentially for the people.
Yeah, well, I'll end the episode with it.
Okay,
with a little, maybe not the whole thing, maybe a snippet, sample you get at Costco, guys.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, you have to get the whole thing on our Patreon. Just kidding.
Hey, season 3, we're gonna have a Patreon.
Yeah. Merch lines.
We're gonna be on YouTube every week.
TikTok's gonna explode.
We're gonna get three microphones.
We're gonna get we're gonna be in person every single we're gonna studio, man. Big things coming, hopefully.
We're gonna live stream episodes over on TikTok
and Twitch, and you know, hold on, let's talk about this for a second. Not our future, but let's talk about the live streams. Let's talk about the live streams that happen on TikTok. Let's break this down, because it is so freaking weird and annoying. So,
it is weird.
Share your thoughts.
My thoughts.
Yes, that's what I asked.
Well, okay. For me, I don't specifically recall if I mentioned this on the show or if it was just a conversation.
Let's break down
with
the stereotypes of the live streams of TikTok.
Okay. For me, number one, I mean, I've mentioned this, but just old white men playing musical instruments.
yes
which, by the way, not complaining about. It is a great time. I listen, nobody's ever, you know, like just really sat down and like serenaded me in like a very intimate like moment. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've been able to have that, you know, through the power of the internet, and I'm very grateful. But also, you know, like moving on down the list here, I would say definitely a lot of like trick shots, I want to say.
Like Like
I've definitely seen
ping pong inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Smaller ping pong.
And they've got like eight in a water pots bottle. And pans lined up down their hallway with a little like cup at the end of it.
Their wife's trying to help too sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's like, oh dang it! Mm-hmm. Their floor is covered in ping pongs.
Yeah, that's definitely another big one.
Then you got the people that are going, thanks for the donation. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, they're literally just sitting there not doing anything, and people are just going crazy.
You got the ASMR creepy ladies who just touch the microphone, and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. That their room's darker and a little bit more moody. You know, definitely. Those LED lights in the back, and I mean, just like, this is my sweatshirt. You know, look,
I mean, it's become a bit of a catchphrase for me at this point. Obviously, different strokes, different folks. It is, you know, obviously
put in your bio.
It is obviously, you know, an experience and an enjoyable one at that for a certain demographic. However, I don't find myself fitting into that. So I'm not going to comment much on it, but yeah, that is definitely a common thread there. For me,
what's been more noticing. So I'm on and off on TikTok all the time. I'll like delete it then get it back again. Mm-hmm. Recently I got back in to post something. Go check it out at MJ Swisher TikTok. but it was like back to back live streams of just like old SpongeBob episodes and just like old episodes of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, that's interesting. Not gonna stay out to watch it, but
yeah,
that's
but
weird.
Cool, man. Appreciate it. I mean, occasionally, I mean, especially with Halloween being so recently, I got a couple like
live kidnaps. You know how it is.
You know how it is. You know how it is. Switcher on TikTok, man. Go check out my live stream. No, I was going to say
Halloween spooky times. That's the connection there.
There were a lot of people doing like, you know, different like makeup things for like their costumes, and which were
gross.
Honestly, really, I mean, there's not a single live stream that I've really stuck around for very long for, but it is cool to kind of see, like, especially with some of the things people were doing for, you know, different like, I don't know, TV characters. I don't know. Either way,
you got the people playing like games, you know, like, snake game.
Yeah, I've seen a good amount of literal Kahoot.
Wow, Kahoot on the TikTok.
It's, where it's seriously just like all the people like in chat or like on like
in the game.
They're like in there and
that's
and it's
pretty
just
fun,
like
dude. I love Kahoot.
It's just like Kahoots random questions. I do too. I've not had the privilege of joining in on one of those games.
Hey,
but
in a future episode, I'm gonna put together a random talk trivia. You could join the Kahoot and we'll play it live on the show.
Hey, go check us out at Random Talk Pod on TikTok if you want to play Kahoot on a live stream. We're gonna be going live Wednesday nights at 6:30
Eastern time. Yep.
And yeah, we're gonna be going till probably midnight.
Get your snacks, get your blankets.
Exactly.
There's a leaderboard.
There is.
I used
and
to
the
be
winner
super competitive
gets 200 gummy bears shipped right to their doorstep.
Wow! You get my leftover Halloween candy.
All of them are green. So enjoy,
man. You've got the. Let's see what other.
A lot of, for me,
a lot of teenage girls just sitting on their bed on their phones.
Mm-hmm. There was
I like your pants. Thanks. I got them from Walmart. I'm busy, mom.
You think the white girl TikTok Matthew is not a real thing?
Dude,
trust me.
Okay, guys, my phone's about to die, so a couple more questions. Oh, Tiana, thanks for hopping on. Did you do the chemistry homework? Okay. Thanks for the donation.
One of them
they're like
for me.
Smacking their bubble gum too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of them that I had scrolled, you know, across or whatever was, I think she was like Australian or something. Obviously, I'm
not, I live like... the Australian paper.
Also, shout out to Accent Matthew.
I have many names
that's,
here.
That's a really fun one, but yeah, and kind of caught me off guard because I thought it was like a bit at first, but I mean, she just kept talking like that. I'm saying that like it's the most notable thing of all time. Obviously, Australian people are very real, and you know, shout to you, Australia. Anyways, I want to say shout out. We're not doing this segment anymore.
It's a whole shout out episode.
But shout out to oh my gosh, like the that really hurts my heart. Oh my gosh, okay. No, the Teddy Grahams, you know those, like the little crackers that are like teddy bears.
I haven't had those in forever.
Yeah,
are those on TikTok? Shout out to those. Or...
had some of those. No,
oh, these are just shout outs.
I remember I put them in my notes, and I was like, bro, I got to bring this up, see if Matthew's had them.
The cinnamon ones were my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon Teddy Grahams.
Anyways. Shout out to all the people on TikTok, especially the ones who are not kidnapping people.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
That is definitely not the move. But yeah, for me, as well as the old men playing their instruments, also
there's also those people that are like they have their notes up behind them, and they're like ranking your profile picture.
Yeah. But I also wanted to say
stupid.
To kind of meet in the middle of the teenage girls and the which by the way, TikTok hashtag know your audience.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Dang it.
It's all good. We'll push through here. I wanna say in the middle of the instrument guys and the teenage girls, also potentially some teenage girls like playing their guitar. There was one literally probably like 4 weeks ago at this point, we also call that a month, where I don't remember,
28 days,
I don't remember what song it was, but one of them was doing an Alec Benjamin song and I was gonna send it to you, but I was like, crap, it's a freaking live stream, so I can't. But anyway, shout out to you. I don't remember who you are, but hope this finds you. And yeah, also there's one guy specifically, I don't know his like TikTok handle, or else I'd, you know, give him a quick plug.
At that one guy. But you know who you are.
He just like freestyles and he's like, give me words in the comments. Give me words to rap about in the comments or whatever.
Cameron told me about that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Shout out to
him.
Is it Cameron?
No, like you get the joke.
No, I get it. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to all the freestyling wannabe rappers on TikTok. Also the people like...
I mean, some of them are good.
Yeah. Also shout out to the people that are just like singing on the side of the road. You know, have you seen those?
I have not.
Oh, well, some people are just singing on the side of the road.
You know...
and they're live streaming about it.
They aren't live streams, but my favorite TikToks are right now are the... what's his name? That one artist who sang, oh my gosh, I'm losing it right now. Hold on, I gotta look this up. What is his freaking name? You know, he like makes this music like right there. He's like, people are making fun of him. Like, let's get a light switch. The guy who came up with that song. What is his name?
What are you talking about? Hold on. I'm
Charlie Puth.
Oh, okay. There it is.
That name escaped me. Charlie Puth.
Yeah, I did.
Makes these TikToks where he's like, let's make a new song. And then he does like with sound effects. And it's like, what if it has like and then he puts it in and, you know, and yeah, there's people starting to make fun of him of doing it. And those are my favorite ones. There's I'll send you one because it's so funny.
Okay.
But yeah. And shout out to those guys too. Yes. Shout out everyone in the world. Except the kidnappers.
Yeah. Shout out to all the nice people that keep their hands to themselves.
That's right. Woo, what a crazy episode, Tayson. And we're not even done yet.
We're not even done yet, guys. Ooh. So don't even worry about that. I think, you know, we talked a lot about Thanksgiving on this wonderful little episode. I think to kind of extend that conversation and potentially get into some deeper thoughts surrounding the subject matter, we can do our best to be grateful, even though we are about 16 days away from Thanksgiving. No, I don't know what day it's on this year, but
I don't know.
It's somewhere in the 20s. basically, late 20s. Matthew, would you like to get into the yay of the day with me?
I would love to get into the yay of the day with you.
Let's do it.
Let's freaking do it.
Yay! Shout out to Duncan Robinson. Not that he's like done anything like really cool, but just every time I look at that card, I'm just like, man, what a guy. Anyways, so the yay today.
Shout out Tyler Hero for not missing a shot against the Jazz.
Man, Jazz have had a couple of tough ones lately. Those Florida teams, man, what is it?
I don't know.
Must be something in the water down there. Anyways, the A of the day, for anybody that doesn't know, which pretty sure you guys know, but we're going to go ahead and keep explaining it.
Yeah. Wrong answers only.
It's this wonderful little segment where Matthew and I talk about all the things we hate and why we hate them. And we call it the yay of the day because we, at the end of it, at the end of it, we shout, yay, that we got all of our past aggressions out and we can move on with our joyful little lives. So anyways, Matthew, would you like to get us started?
You know what I hate, Tayson.
What do you hate?
Just kidding. My yay of the day goes to the physical, like, calendars you, like, hang up in your wall or maybe have on your fridge. Mm-hmm. I just really appreciate it because you don't know what day it is. Just look over, you know? Yeah,
it is. They are one of those really helpful things when you kind of, like, don't know what day it is. Which, I guess, for me probably happens more than the average person, but not to the point where it's a problem, if you ask me. That's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, they're good,
like, organizational tools, which is obviously very helpful. And I love being organized. Yeah.
What's your yay of the day?
My yay of the day is a bit of a controversy.
Oh, but remember, it's a conversation.
So let's go ahead and have a conversation. The little, like, the jars of, like, nut assortments of just, like, a bunch of different nuts. You know, oh, look at that.
Floating hands.
My arm's disappearing. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like to snack on nuts. A variety of different nuts, including but not limited to almonds, cashews.
I think we talked about this last episode.
Probably. I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, that's gonna be it for me.
Do you like the honey roasted nuts?
Yeah.
Those ones aren't good. cool, man.
What a
glad you're glad you're
this show yep. stinks.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. 4 more minutes.
Anyway,
probably more than that. So we have excess, just in case.
Just in case.
Great yay of the day segment there, Tayson. Always fun to hear what we have to shout out again.
Thank you.
But
yeah.
Love to
shout yay and love stuff to like shout that
every single day. Basically, my younger brother just finished his football season, and it was his first year, and he's like, 5th and 6th grade, all, you know, pads on, like, contact, tackle,
yeah,
every football.
All of it, the whole
100 yards.
Yeah, the whole field.
The whole field, whole stadium.
Okay.
There's no stadium. It was the
league. No.
But
the little grass.
The little grass in the back of the school, you know?
Yeah.
Their season ended, this was like a month ago. I had it written down, forgot to bring it up till now. So,
okay.
This was about you know, a month ago, their season ended, and, you know, they got absolutely destroyed their last game. But in the huddle, you know, the parents are kind of, you know, sitting around, you know, listening to the coaches, what they have to say, you know. Yeah. And the coaches are giving their last minute speeches of, you know, the head coach is like, proud of you guys. And, you know, he starts to cry a little bit, you know. And, okay. You know, yeah. So it's, you know, it's a big emotional time for these young boys. And you know, the other assistant coach goes like, I'm really proud of you, you know, gives his speech, you know. Then like one of the assistant coaches, he's like this older guy. And he goes, so, cause I want to like hear all what the coaches have to say to, you know, the kids. And so
my kids,
being a proud sponsor of the football team. And he goes like this, this is my first year. This is your first year too. And he goes, that's all. I can't do this anymore. And he just dips and doesn't really say anything else. Wow. And I'm like, well, what a like a coaching speech, man. The kids will remember that forever.
Probably, yeah.
This is my first year. This is your first year too. And that's all.
So we'll see really you next
funny.
Year.
Really, for, yeah, really
for
funny.
Year number two.
Did you have any like, you know, random talk, post-game talk here, but in your basketball career, were there any like post-game speeches you can remember, or any like not even maybe in your career, but like a YouTube video or like a mic'd up NBA on ESPN speech you thought we were like, wow.
Well, trust me,
I'm just trying to get some last minute content in here.
No, I've definitely had a few of those. The first one I can recall just off the top of my head, what like in terms of like the mic'd up, like, you know, like professional stuff.
Can you tell your people in the background?
I would love to.
I'm kidding.
But no, the first one that I can think of was this past July, August, I don't remember when it was, but the NBA Finals happened this past summer, and the head coach of the losing team went and like talked to the winning team in like their locker room, like after it was over, and was basically just like saying like how, you know, they've made him so much better of a coach, and like just it was just cool to see, because not everyone, I mean, regardless of like the level, you know, whether it's like the professionals or just like, you know, maybe in like, you know, like you were saying, your little brother in the back of a school or something, it's just really cool, obviously, because everybody takes, you know, losing and, you know, I guess failure and like, you know, everybody takes that stuff differently. And it was just really cool to see him like just talk to them with such respect, even when he could have been like, you guys suck or whatever. But yeah, no, that was cool for me personally.
That was cool. Shout out to the head coach of the Suns.
Yeah. Shout out to Monty Williams, head coach of the Phoenix Suns. For me personally, I remember, I don't remember what grade this was. It was in middle school, and, you know, we were doing like a little junior jazz thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the end of the season, because, you know, they always have some sort of little thing for you, whether it's like a t-shirt or, you know,
medal.
Yeah, exactly. I think it might actually have been a medal. And, you know, like our coach, as we were just kind of like huddling, you know, after our last game or whatever, he was just like, he was kind of giving them one by one. I don't know, you know, necessarily if he had like planned to do this or if that was just how it was happening.
Essay about
and he was just like going and giving everybody the thing. And he just had like one little nice thing to say about everybody. And like, he gave me mine. He was like, I could just kind of tell as he was going through or whatever. I was like, homie's not gonna have much to say about me. So I'm kind of interested to see what.
This is my first year and your first year. Moves on.
Go like, this is probably your last year.
The starting point guard. love you, man. But
yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, we're not going to discuss favoritism. Anyways,
that's illegal on this show.
He was just like, Taysen, you're just such a fun player, man. I was like. Like,
it's, I mean, like, it's like, you know, somehow, sometimes, like, during, like, some competition in school or whatever, or maybe at the end, your teacher, like, gives out awards to, like, students, and they're, like, on a piece of paper, say, the most colorful student, or, like, you know, the most creative student. You would have got the most fun student.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know why that, like, sticks out to me so much, probably just because I was so, I mean, I don't want to say anxious particularly, but I was just so, like, eager, I guess, to see what he was gonna, what superlative he was gonna slap on my head. And, I mean, I'd say he went up a pretty safe direction. I mean, I'd say he was right in terms of, I try to have fun when I play. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, shout out to him, definitely a compliment, but just for anybody who kind of understands, you know, really much about basketball, kind of the on the lower end of things when we're talking about ways you can say,
because I mean, fun player,
yeah, you just have so much fun out there, man.
I love the way how you just get in there and you just. Don't for make every rebound,
and you just don't make a single.
You don't make a single. You suck. I don't even know why we picked you up. Okay, Jason, go leave. Go retire.
You're just so good at just being there, man.
You're just so good at just filling our last roster spot because we needed a guy.
You're not a negative impact, but you also don't really do anything for us. I just really appreciate that about you. So yeah,
the only thing you bring to this team is the height that was useless.
Yeah,
but thanks for being there.
Because that's I mean, oh gosh. Without hitting too close to home here, we are gonna go ahead.
Kaysen, you just suck. Okay. I'm kidding.
No, I mean, hey, listen.
It was just a bit. It was a
but
bit.
No, okay? Yeah, obviously, but I would like to say, I mean, you know, I talk about this all the time on, like, more of a personal level, like, you know, I like to cringe so much at my old self because I believe that I've, you know, really improved as just like a human being, but also, you know, if we're talking in specifically athletics, I'd like to think I'm a lot better than I ever have been before. And I would like to continue to say that for the next little while here, you know, till I like get fat and old. Which I do believe is probably in my future at some point. You know, shout out to all those fun players, man. You know,
shout out, like, to the fun players.
Maybe you don't really do a whole lot, but man, you're just
so good,
fun, bro.
At, like, turning the ball over and, like, you know, pinning fouls, but you're so good, bro. You're so good. You're such a fun player.
Thank you, Matthew. I really appreciate that.
It's a joke. When I'm a when I'm a father coaching my children some basketball, I'm gonna have no mercy on them.
Really?
What was that? You could do better.
Oh god.
Just kidding, I'm kidding. Well, shout out to all the coaches and the fun players out there.
That is definitely a big dream of mine, though. If nothing else, I would love to raise a really good basketball player.
And then, like, our kids are rivals on different teams. We fight every year.
Why can't we just be friends, man? Matthew just wants to hate me so bad, but he just can't. Anyways,
that's not true.
I mean, it's a little true. It's not true. Somewhere deep down in there, but anyways.
This is my show. Okay, this is my show.
And there
I invite him on every episode,
every week.
Unfortunately, he says yes. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
We're gonna go ahead and wrap up here.
Jokes.
Did you have any, like, coaching memories, experiences that you wanted to?
I do. Shout out Trey's dad. 7th grade basketball. No tournament at the end, so it was the last game, final game, and, you know, we come back and it is a slaughter. I mean, one kid chucks another guy into the bleachers, technical fouls, so he gets ejected. Trey gets choked in the throat. And it was a wild game, and we won. We were 1-7, and our our final game came with the dub. And Trey's dad was a coach, and he's like, "That was one beep of a game." And I was like, Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was just, as a seventh grader, just kind of taken back, but take some pride in it now, you know. It's like, yeah, let's go. So shout out Trey for
I'm sure it was incredibly epic.
But no bad words on here. That's why I didn't say it.
I liked it. Thank you. I like to think back, you know, just since we're having such a good time complimenting each other. I like to think back to probably the best game of my career coming against Matthew and company. I don't even remember what year that was, but we spanked y'all and I had so much fun.
Thanks for listening to episode 43 of the Random Talk podcast. Hopefully we made it. We made it through through our pain in our throats to our pain in our content.
Yeah.
But shout out.
Pain in my heart.
I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't mean everything. You know, Matthew, I said.
When I go and play basketball every day, this is the kind of stuff I think about to motivate.
It was a joke. It was a bit for the show.
I'm doing it for the haters, man.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for hopefully a YouTube episode coming soon. Any other thoughts? I'm sorry, just fade away right there.
Yeah, no, we're good. Obviously, shout out to y'all for listening. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope to see you next week on YouTube. Maybe not. Either way, I mean, I've kind of hard. This is going to sound like a bit of a reiteration here, but I got to say it because I say it every episode. Thank you all so much for listening.
It's your catchphrase. You have to say it. Yeah. It's required.
Of course. Of course. Thank you for being here. Be nice to people. And I forgot what it was. Thank you so much for being here. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.